Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. For fruit lovers, spring in all its fullness is a fabulous time to go shopping. One of the real treats of the season are the berries that are quietly rolling into the market. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, there are lots of ways to enjoy fresh berries. And one of the best is to feature them in a tart.
Yeah. Berries fascinate me because there are hundreds of varieties.
Yeah.
And I think people don't know, like, things like sea buckhorn berry and dewberry and a lullaberry. And I don't think we realize that berries played a really prominent role in our cuisine in the early 1900s. You know, in the 1920s, there were over 3,000 acres of gooseberries and currants planted in New York State alone.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, in 1930, it was outlawed to plant them because they carried a fungus that affected white pine trees. And so the federal government banned the planting of these. So we lost interest. And actually, the black raspberry, which is very different from the blackberry, was the dominant one. The red raspberry was rarely planted in the 20s. And
right,
so because
right.
the black raspberry is susceptible to disease, we've evolved into this red raspberry thing. But berries are out there, and they're making a big comeback. I mean, the first ones you see in spring are obviously the strawberry,
right,
which are delicious. But then you will see blueberries rolling in. I know at the market I've seen gooseberries, currants, and then last to find their way onto the shelves would be the raspberries and the blackberries.
Yeah. Currants are just a wonderful thing to work with.
They're so
beautiful.
Again, used to be so prominent,
and
now we barely see them unless they're already sort of turned into jams.
I know. And it's funny because when we're tasting wines, quite often we talk about something that has a flavor or aroma
sure.
of currant. And I sometimes wonder how many people really know what that's like.
I mean, I think, though, when we're making tarts, we can talk about sort of maybe two or three different types, really.
Okay.
The basic classic fruit tart in which the shell is baked blind,
mm-hmm.
in other words, without anything in it.
Right.
And then sort of pastry cream is added and fresh fruit, you know, fresh berries
mm-hmm.
put on top. And then the ones where we actually bake the fruit in the tart shell. And the ones I like to do are just the rustic version where you kind of roll out a pastry dough. And this is where puff pastry can kind of expedite the process here.
Mm-hmm.
Just roll out the dough, put the berries in the center, and fold the edges up around it and pop it in the oven.
It's kind of a roly-poly type thing.
It's just very simple. I mean, a couple of basic things. Like for the classic tart, you know, make some fun with pastry cream.
Mm-hmm.
I like to turn it into like an orange pastry cream because I think orange and blackberries go really well together.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, you know, flavor the cream and you mm-hmm. can make something interesting there. When you're doing the baking with the rustic tarts, always add cornstarch
mm-hmm.
Because you're gonna rupture these berries in the oven as they get hot, and the cornstarch will be there to suck up those juices and turn it into a really lovely sort of sauce
inside
the pie. Now, the last thing is finishing it off at the table. I have this weird thing where I don't put ice cream on berry tarts. They're too delicate. I
mm-hmm.
like whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
But do something cool with whipped cream, like make a mascarpone whipped cream where you're going to do mascarpone whipped cream and sugar, or basically creme fraiche. Instead of your traditional whipped cream, to add a little acid to this dish. And you can make things that are kind of unique that kind of take the berry tart into the next level.
Oh, that sounds really great. We ought to put some of these recipes on the website.
Yeah, we certainly will. And again, go a little crazy and have some fun because there's tons of berries out there to find.
It's like little treasures.
Yeah,
they're
that's
beautiful.
Right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.